basis, isn't that something? Yeah, I'm, as I said, about those boomers, those subs, I wonder why they put that in the news, because, I don't know, a buddy of mine was on a sub, and pretty much even talking about it isn't a good thing, you know, but they put it on the national media.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like, what, as to where they were? No, I mean, that's, the submarine, it's like Fight Club. You don't talk about Fight Club. You don't talk about submarines. What was on the national news, where the submarines were? I don't know if I heard that or not.
They didn't give, you know, exact specific areas, but, you know, they were basically letting people with adversarial know that there was nuclear capability in the area, and I just kind of looked at the TV and said, I can't believe they're even talking about that. You know, those subs do their thing, and everybody else needs to just hush, you know?
Except for a general statement, hey, there's a boomer in the Indian Ocean somewhere, which I'm sure is likely to be true. Well, there's another one in the Pacific near Japan. It's not like they said exactly where it was, or even generally where it was. Well, then again, I don't really remember this. Or when did this happen? Recently?
I think it was, if I remember right, it was when the Roosevelt group started moving over that way. But you know what? Then again, maybe it wasn't. Maybe, you know, it was a good show of something.
You know, could have been sending in a message indirectly to the Russians. Could have been disinformation. You know, you never know. Yeah, generally speaking, that's not something you talk about. And it's certainly not something the media would really know about.
Exactly. And if they knew about it, they need to keep their trap shut anyway if it were true. You know, it's just, I was kind of shocked, you know, knowing a lot of Navy people that I do. That's kind of, it's not kind of, it's off limits. You don't talk about those things.
It's all the more reason to suspect that if it was somehow leaked to the media, it was meant to be. Because, you know, this is something so far inside the bubble. Yeah, there's no way the media would have known.
It's kind of ironic, you know, all these things going on, that's kind of like a, I don't know, heck, we've got a big stick here, y'all settle down sort of thing, you know?
I don't really know of anyone who served in the Navy or anywhere. Yeah, you know, I'm assuming that, you know, the War Department leaks information accidentally by purpose, occasionally for their own purposes. We want this to leak out for whatever reason. We're trying to send an indirect message to somebody that, yeah, we do kind of have some capability in this area, although we're not telling you what it is.
That makes sense for sure.
But put too much faith in anything like that. I'm trying to remember the name of all these other movies. There was a couple of other movies that with that theme of, you know, misinterpreted orders to launch missiles and, you know, submarine. A couple of submarine movies like that. There were a couple of cases where, you know, were it not for the discretion of some low-level official, something like this could have happened. There's things that happened during the Cuban Missile Crisis that were only recently unclassified. And one of them involved the commander of a Soviet sub that had on board at least one nuclear torpedo. That was one of the subs that was escorting a group of Soviet freighters that was going to try to run the U.S. blockade. And he was told, you know, if the Americans give you any trouble, you have our authority to use that torpedo. Which, of course, you never did.
Well, I pray to God that it never comes to that in anybody's lifetime. You know, that's surely, I don't see it as being a win for anybody.
You know, this is all of what I call the insignificant idiot theory of history. You've heard of the great man theory of history. This is kind of the opposite. Sometimes historical events can be changed on a grand scale through the action of someone who's like, you know, some low-level peon. Maybe someone who just wants his 15 minutes of fame. You know, maybe somebody like Lee Harvey Oswald. That's why I think there was so much conspiracies surrounding the Kennedy assassination. How could the arguably the most powerful person in the world be taken down by one lone idiot? But, you know, he wanted his fame, 15 minutes of fame.
For sure. Sir, I'm going to have to jump off of here. I got some other things to do. I do appreciate the cues, John. Anyway, I love talking to you. It's been a great day, and I hope you have a wonderful Christmas holiday.
Glenn. Okay, John. All right, that's... I'll wrap it up, so... KQ4LJY, KD2BNG, 73s, and I guess I'll let you go for right now. Have a good rest of your day.
Catch you, KD2BNG, KQ4LJY73s to you, sir. Hope to talk to you again some. God bless. Take care. We're listening.